Compact turbofan engine. Preface. Concept for engine type Pegasus Gothenburg September 22, 2000 jet engine is an aircraft engine, which accelerate the inflow air to higher velocity and spray out it backward. In this way a reaction craft appear which drive the airplane forward or upward. The used jet engine in aircraft is a development of gas turbine engine. The jet engine prefers supply its power from the air, but it is not as like as a rocket motor in space. In order to minimize the noise from jet propulsion and also decrease the fuel consumption, the ordinary jet motor, which exist in earlier version, has been replaced with double flow motors and fan jet motors. In order to decrease the fuel consumption with further 20% to 30%, some proofs have been done with shaft fan jet motors, which have one or two multiplex propeller blade or rotating fan on the motor's outside. In order to decrease the energy loss, specially uses 70% to 80% the noise energy. I have used an exchanger by which you can turn the noise energy to the electrical energy. This exchanger is coupled to the DC motor and charge that motor. Definition and introduction. This type of engine is as the same as the other engine. The difference is in its size and few changes in its steering. It is the production of high-pressure, high-temperature steam involves the installation of bulky and expensive steam-generating equipment, whether it is a conventional boiler or a nuclear reactor. The significant feature is that the hot gases produced in the boiler furnace or reactor core never reach the turbine, they are merely used indirectly to produce an intermediate fluid, namely steam. A MCSH more compact power plant results when the water to steam step of eliminated and the hot gases themselves are used to drive the turbine. In order to produce an expansion through a turbine, a pressure ratio must be provided, and the first necessary step in the cycle of a gas turbine plant must therefore be compression of the working fluid. If after compression the working fluid was to be expanded directly in the turbine, and there were no losses in either component, the power developed by the turbine would just equal that absorbed by the compressor. Thus, if the two were coupled together, the combination would do no more than turn itself round. But the power developed by the turbine can be increased by the addition of energy to raise the temperature of the working fluid prior to expansion. When the working fluid is air, a very suitable means of doing this is by combustion of fuel in the air which has been compressed. Expansion of the hot working fluid then produces a greater power output from the turbine, so that it is able to provide a useful output in addition to driving the compressor. Further addition of fuel will result in a useful power output, although for a given flow of air there is a limit to the rate at which fuel can be supplied and therefore to the net power output. The working temperature of the highly stressed turbine blades, which temperature must not be allowed to exceed a certain critical value, governs the maximum fuel-air ratio that may be used. This value depends upon the creep strength of the materials used in the construction of the turbine and the working life required. These then are the two main factors affecting the performance of gas turbines: component efficiencies and turbine working temperature. The higher they can be made, the better the all-round performance of the plant. It has been shown that the overall efficiency of the gas turbine cycle depends also upon the pressure ratio of the compressor. Compressor. A combination of centrifugal and axial compressor has been used in this engine. This because of its high efficiency and enough airflow at high pressure. It has better resistance to foreign object damage, FOD, less susceptibility to loss of performance by buildup of deposits on the blade surfaces, and the ability to operate over a wider range of mass flow at a particular rotational speed. The advent of titanium alloys, permitting much higher tip speeds, combined with advances in aerodynamics, now permit pressure ratios of greater than 8:1 to be achieved in a single stage. When higher pressure ratios are required, the centrifugal compressor may be used in conjunction with an axial flow compressor. The centrifugal compressor consists essentially of a stationary casing containing a rotating impeller which imparts a high velocity to the air, and a number of fixed diverging passages in which the air is decelerated with a consequent rise in static pressure. The compressor is designed so that about half the pressure rise occurs in the impeller and half in the diffuser. It will be appreciated that owing to the action of the vanes in carrying the air around with the impeller, there will be a slightly higher static pressure on the forward face of a vane than on the trailing face. The air will thus tend to flow round the edges of the vanes in the clearance space between the impeller and the casing. In order to decrease the loss of efficiency, the clearance is kept as small as possible. See the result of dimension of a design of a compressor. Combustion. The combustor is a critical component because it must operate reliably at extreme temperatures, provide a suitable temperature distribution at entry to the turbine, to be discussed in section 6.3, and create the minimum amount of pollutants over a long operating life. The combustion system is designed to burn one or more fuels, sometimes simultaneously, and also to accommodate water to steam injection for emissions control. Combustion in the normal, open cycle, gas turbine is a continuous process in which fuel is burned in the air supplied by the compressor. An electric spark is required only for initiating the combustion process, and thereafter the flame must be self-sustaining. The ideal configuration in terms of compact dimensions is the annular combustor, in which maximum use is made of the source available within a specified diameter. This should reduce the pressure loss and result in an engine of minimum diameter. This combustion system can be developed as closed cycle. It can also be combined with a simple instrument which filtrate the air and use the hydrogen as fuel. Turbine. In this engine I have used an axial flow turbine, because the lowest powers the axial flow turbine is normally the more efficient. When mounted back-to-back with a centrifugal compressor, the radial turbine offers the benefit of a very short and rigid rotor. The choose stator and rotor blade shapes, which will accept the gas incident upon the leading edge, and deflect the gas through the required angle with the minimum loss. An overall blade loss coefficient Y, or L, must account for the following sources of friction loss. A. Profile loss associated with boundary layer growth over the blade profile, including separation loss under adverse conditions of extreme angles of incidence or high inlet Mach number. B. Annulus loss associated with boundary layer growth on the inner and outer walls of the annulus. C. Secondary flow loss arising from secondary flows, which are always present when a wall boundary layer is turned through an angle by an adjacent curved surface. Tip clearance loss near the rotor blade tip. The gas does not follow the intended path, fails to contribute its quota of work output, and interacts with the outer wall boundary layer. Exchanger. In this system I have used few exchangers in order to make the process closed. The most important energy for this system is electrical source in this engine. Therefore I have used proper exchangers like voice electricity, thermal electricity and emission electricity exchangers. I refer you therefore to Project Exchanger.